Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Violence against women transcends borders and cultures. It exists in every corner of the world. That's why the 16 days between International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women on November 25th and Human Rights Day, celebrated on December 10th, are dedicated to raising awareness of gender-based violence and to finding effective ways to prevent and eliminate it. This year's theme is Unite, Invest to Prevent Violence Against Women and Girls. According to the World Health Organization, 1 in 3 women globally experiences physical and/or sexual violence in her lifetime. But even that very high number probably underestimates the breadth of the problem. Case in point, throughout the world, conflict-related sexual violence is a too often overlooked and underreported crime, said USAID Administrator Samantha Power in a written statement. In regions beset by armed conflict, armed and organized groups are taking advantage of the war-related chaos to prey on women and girls by engaging in child trafficking, kidnapping, and forcing women and girls into sex work. These crimes are often invisible. For each rape reported in connection with a conflict, the United Nations estimates that 10 or 20 cases go undocumented, said Administrator Power. In recent years, digital technologies have amplified the problem, enabling malefactors to harass and stalk and to threaten with violence and abuse, including rape, prominent women and women in public spaces, such as politicians, business leaders, journalists, activists, and entertainers. Technology-facilitated gender-based violence also poses particular risks for those from historically marginalized communities, including persons with disabilities, LGBTQI+ persons, and racial, ethnic, or religious minorities, said Administrator Power. Through USAID, the United States government supports a number of programs to reduce, prevent, and address gender-based violence, she said. In conflict areas, the protection of women and girls, particularly amongst displaced communities, is a key priority in USAID's humanitarian responses. In non-conflict settings, we work to advance the safe and meaningful participation of women and girls in political, peace-building, and transition processes. Gender-based violence is intended to limit women's participation in public fora. It creates significant roadblocks to women's engagement in civic, social, political, legal, and economic endeavors, said Administrator Power. Therefore, as we kick off these 16 days of activism, let us recommit to taking on gender-based violence and protecting women's and girls' fundamental right to participate fully and safely in society.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.